Yes, it was. When plays first began to be published, writers were rarely credited on the title pages. For example, the first play of Shakespeare's that survives, the 1594 edition of Titus Andronicus, makes no mention of him as author. However, his name did very quickly become a selling point, so the title page of the 1608 edition of King Lear, for instance, features Shakespeare's name at the very top of the page in large, bold letters. Some publishers do seem to have tried to cash in on Shakespeare's growing popularity by issuing texts under his name that he hadn't actually written. In 1599, a collection of poems titled The Passionate Pilgrim was identified as being by Shakespeare when, in fact, only a small number of the poems were his. Likewise, various plays such as The London Prodigal in 1605 and A Yorkshire Tragedy in 1608 appeared with Shakespeare's name on the title pages, though evidence suggests that he hadn't actually written them.